During the January 11th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Ruth Bland delivered an update from School Superintendent Terrence Beam about the Omicron COVID outbreak. Beam was in Charleston at a state school superintendent's meeting. This update said that the state epidemiologist had told the superintendents that over the next 6 weeks, it can be expected that there will be a drastic increase in COVID cases if masks are not worn. Beam said this did not mean he was recommending that the board return to an in-school mask mandate. He was just passing that information along to the board. The board members were also provided updated COVID-19 protocols by the West Virginia Board of Education. These protocols continue to recommend cleaning and disinfecting schools, good hand hygiene, coughing and sneezing etiquette, limiting large gatherings outside of the classrooms, keeping students in core groups, social distancing, but they left face coverings up to the discretion of the local boards of education. These protocols also define what fully vaccinated means, which would be staff members who have received both their primary series of vaccines and, if it has been 6 months since that was done, they would also need a booster shot. For students age 5 to 17, only the initial shots are required, not the booster, to be considered fully vaccinated. The protocol says that fully vaccinated staff and students who have been exposed but show no symptoms do not have to quarantine, but should be tested after 5 days and wear masks for 10 days. Unvaccinated students and staff who have been within 6 feet of a positive person must quarantine for 5 days, and then it is recommended that they be tested. If they have no symptoms after the 5 days, they can return to school but must wear a mask through day 10. If the school system has a mask mandate, exposed students and staff do not have to quarantine. Any student or staff that tests positive for COVID must isolate for 5 days but can return to school after that if fever and symptom free for 24 hours and if they are willing to wear a mask for the next 5 days. Bland told the board that at this time there are 22 students in quarantine in the entire school system. After a lengthy discussion, which included pointing out that many doctors are saying that cloth masks are not effective against the Omicron variant, all the board members except Sam Gibson voted to not adopt the mask mandate at this time and to not hold any further discussion about mask mandates at future board meetings until and unless the school superintendent tells them they need to do so. Then, all of the members voted to incorporate the new state quarantine protocols into their current reentry plan. The board members also advised the school administration that they agree that no sports practices or other activities should be held on days that schools are closed because of snow. And they also agreed that the decision to allow students to drive to school during times when the weather is sketchy is a parental decision, not a school decision. Noah Sharp, a fourth grade student at Greenbank Elementary Middle School, addressed the board and asked that they not impose a mask mandate. New student representative to the board, Rachel Burns, was welcomed to her first meeting. She told the board that the boys' basketball team has a 3-5 record and the girls' team a 5-5 record. In addition, the board took up the following. Approved routine financial reports and, in accordance with federal law, raised the travel reimbursement rate from 56 cents per mile to 58.5 cents per mile. Approved 2 trips for the spring. Added 4 new fundraisers to the Greenbank School's approved list of fundraisers. Approved a recommended list of personnel actions, which you can find at the end of this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. by clicking on the link to the official agenda for this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.